Good morning, Francesca, and welcome back to our studio.
Thank you and good morning.
Yeah, today's talk, it will be about upcoming performance, your solo performance in Kripa next weekend.
Yes.
That is 7th and 8th, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did you envisage where the idea for the show came up?
I don't know. It just came one day, 1 month and a half ago, not even 1 month and a half ago. I felt the need to start writing, and I started to write.
Mm-hmm.
And I was waking up at 4 o'clock to write every day. And something came out, and it's the first time I wrote something like that, and I perform in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's something completely new. I'm pretty excited about that. I enjoyed all the process, and still enjoying the process. And it's an experiment, let's say, because it's I wrote, I'm directing, I am acting. I also made the compose, let's say, the music with my voice.
The soundtrack.
Yes. And everything in English, which for me is not that easy, especially to remember. That is the big, great challenge. But the shape, the content, everything is new for me.
Mm.
And the way I also portray the character, everything is new.
Mm.
Yeah.
And also the title is And She Was Writing.
Yeah.
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 What is the topic about?
Writing.
Writing. So you're strictly talking about the process of writing and what to write.
Through two characters.
You even play two characters?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's challenging, no?
Yeah, it's very interesting thing.
Mm.
And one of these two characters is the person that taught me creative writing and
mm-hmm.
literally saved my life, because through creative writing I've been able to go through many doors that I couldn't open before. And
mm-hmm.
by writing I opened those doors and let all the things that were stuck there come out of the door.
That's great.
And yeah, so I owe something to this creative writing and this person, particularly this person. So the show is about this person as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm not going to reveal much.
And the other person is probably you, or the writer.
Probably.
The one who is writing.
Probably.
She is writing.
Yeah.
Apart from that, you are also holding the space for the creative writing for other people in your house, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And not only for them. Now I'm also having a collaboration with Bodharma,
mm-hmm.
with some Auroville Young people.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, so my door is always open to Auroville Young and newcomers. I want them to come.
Mm-hmm. How many people usually come to those
It's
sessions?
Always different. Always different. I have few people coming regularly
mm-hmm.
and many, many people crossing. They come, they go away, they come back, they go away. It's also interesting, this process, because I see how they take what they learn in my place, then they take this thing away with them and they keep cultivating this, and then they come back for other insights.
Mm.
So... yeah, it is also interesting.
So you're
to see
actually
this
passing on the sharing of creative writing, yeah?
Yeah.
And what it can do for you, or what
yeah.
you can do with it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. On the personal level and also on the level of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So many people come to me that they are, for example, they want to start writing their first mm-hmm. novel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know how to start. They have no idea. They are not professional, no? So they come to me, and I learned through these years many nice tricks to go through this process, and again to open doors.
Mm.
And every time is nice to see people that during the session they discover something, and they have the chance to take another habit with them, which is a safe, good habit to be more creative with their writing, and allow whatever is already there that they want to tell. They don't know that they want to tell this thing, but it's already there. And they allow this thing to come down and to be manifested on the page. Yes.
Mm. Insofar anybody wrote a book already, we know about it?
Yes. I can say, for example, my friend Valentina.
Mm-hmm.
She's a newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me before the process of newcomer. And now she came to me because she wanted to write a book about Santiago Path.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a little bit in a crisis. She El didn't Camino. Know how to go through this.
El Camino or which Santiago?
I don't know how to say it in English. El Camino de Santiago.
Yeah, El Camino. Yeah?
Yes, that one. And she had the experience. She wanted to write a book about it. But she didn't know. She was having a little
so
bit of a...
She did the path, all 800 yeah, yeah. kilometers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah.
Santiago de Compostela.
And yes, then after one meeting, we shared some tricks, some exercise, and she wrote a book. And now it's published in Italy, and she's translating it in English.
It's already published?
Yeah.
Wow.
She amazing. Was very fast. You see? Yeah, mm. When the ideas come down, they want to be realized.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. Very nice. Anybody else?
Yes, short stories, essays, newspaper articles. Mm. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Do also children come to you? Or young
children?
Young adults?
Young is with the Svadharma program.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, of course, I have this small class, and some of them are interested in the personal path, and some of them are interested in the fictional.
To really write the stories, yeah.
So I, yes, in the same lesson, it's like I give two lessons.
Mm.
So I divide the class. Some do some kind of exercise, the other do another kind of exercise. Mm. And the young, if you mean children, this kind of, there I'm not really much prepared to work with children. But I know in Auroville there is a teacher.
Mm.
I don't remember her name now.
Mm.
But I know she is holding classes for children,
for creative writing,
yes.
How did you start to write? Where the spark came?
I really don't know. It's something that I have with me since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great place for me to be in. I needed to understand things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through a big crisis, a big period in my teenagerhood where I could not write anymore because my mother was spying whatever I was writing, reading and hiding my things. Mm. So for me it was a shock and I stopped writing.
Mm.
Then when I was 21 yes, years old, I left my place, my home, and I started writing again. And then I saw the progression of this inner world that wanted to express different things from before.
Mm.
Yes.
Otherwise, as far as I remember, you are an actress, right?
Yeah. This is my major activity.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I write. And I've always been writing for this work. But now it's a writing which is really more creative. Before was related to the society I was living in.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Now it's really about something I cannot name it. I don't know how to tell about this. Yeah.
What is the influence of Auroville? Because
great.
I believe that it usually does change a lot. Bring another perspective. So how did it influence you or what imprint?
For sure, greatly.
Did it give you?
Greatly. I go much more in the deepness of myself and I feel more safe to explore those rooms behind those doors.
You feel safer here?
Yeah, I feel more safe because I know that when I open those doors that sometimes unpleasant things can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by writing I also arrived to the point that I remembered facts of my childhood that I didn't remember before. I erased them. And then by writing, those memories came back.
Oh.
And it helped me to build again the memory of my infancy.
Mm.
That was a little bit blurry, not really... And of course here I feel more safe because it's like I'm in a big utero. making my comfortable place where I've been taken care of. So if I take those monsters out of the door, I know there is something bigger that can protect me and help me to process those monsters and make them something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are here 5-6 years, no?
Since now six, yes. Yeah. Came 2012.
Did you publish any book in between? I know you had some shows. I remember those.
I'm not much about publishing. Mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in this aspect. I'm more interested in taking out, create, becoming more creative, and applying this creativity in my life. Mm-hmm. That is what concerns me. I know that there are books in my future. Mm. I know that there are books. There is a Facebook page for the moment, which is My Creative Writing, where I'm uploading, actually these last weeks I didn't upload anything because I'm rehearsing and taking care of the performance, but I'm uploading those videos about creative writing and how to write a short novel every week. Mm-hmm. So every week I give some suggestions, some different exercise. It's not about the perfect short novel. Yeah. It's about the short novel you want to write. You want to have fun writing. And of course, it's true that in 52 weeks, that are the weeks in 1 year, if you write 52 short story, one should be good. You want that one, you can publish. One of my dream is to have a group here in Auroville that doing this game, maybe at the end of 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we can collect something and we can publish something from here.
Together?
Yeah, collecting. That would be very nice.
What do you do with all these pages you are writing?
I buy cupboards.
So your house is full of cupboards already?
No, outside, in the garden.
Outside?
I have a small terrace, and I already put one of these iron cupboards there, full of my notebooks. Mm. Yeah, it's. I don't have this big, big house, so it's becoming an issue now.
You still write with the pen on the paper?
Yeah.
Not with the laptop or something?
Of course, I use the laptop, but not for creative works. Creative work for me, the body is involved a lot.
Yeah, but when you type, your body is also involved. No?
Yes, but it's a different. The pen slows down the process. Even if you write very fast, it's still connected with the fastness of your process of thought process. Mm. And I noticed that when I was writing with the computer, I was going so fast that I was going too fast. And at the end of the writing, because I write many hours, and at the end of the writing, I was too much excited. Mm. It was like a wheel running in my stomach, and then in my brain. Mm. And with the pen, I have another experience. It's like at the end, I'm very tired. I'm very tired, and I leave the space for my, I don't know, the mental, the brain, to process the thoughts and the ideas fast, but not that fast.
Uh-huh, okay.
So it's more organic process.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
and also if I want to punch the table, I can punch the table. If I punch the computer, then I have to buy another one.
That's no? true.
Because many things, when you write, many things can happen on the even in the emotional level. If you write about something which is painful, if you open that door, then you can cry, you can punch, you can act with your body.
So basically, you are performing some sort of the therapy on yourself.
Yeah.
The regressive therapy.
I think
that.
Yeah, that's what I want to do and I need. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And people who come to you, they write on the spot, or you just give them direction how to do it?
We write together.
you write
on the
together.
Spot, yes.
So are those things also happen, that people goes into deepness?
Sometimes it happens. Of course, not with this. I'm also Leo Scorpio ascendant, so I have a lot of fire and water, a lot of emotion. But there are people that went very deep inside and sometimes cried because they didn't expect. They came to have a nice writing session, like, let's talk about a nice story. And then they felt that they could go in a place within themselves they didn't expect. And so they started elaborating things, and they went on with that thing that they discovered in the class to write about this, to develop this, and to find solutions to this.
Cool. Sounds really exciting and interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's repeat. Next week on Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m.?
No, 8:15. It's 45 minutes. It's in English. Don't worry if at the beginning you hear some Italian word. It's not about Italian. It's in English. You're safe.
In English. Why it would sound Italian?
Ah, you come and see.
I have to come and see. Okay, Francesca, thank you so much and all the best for your play. And of course, I hope we will see a book one day or two or three.
They will come. I already have some idea. It will take time because it's complex, but they will come.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.